little after 11:15. And in the UK, there are over 50,000 children in foster care. Recent figures show approximately 800 children are in foster care in Derby and Derbyshire. That figure actually doubles when you include children in Staffordshire. One mum from Derby wants to try and encourage more people to come forward and become foster parents. Debbie Smith from Derby first started fostering, well, about a year ago now. Most people might assume to foster you have to be in a solid relationship with lots of spare dosh. But that is so far from the truth. She's single, already has her own daughter, who Debbie says supports her every step of the way. And we're going to hear Debbie's story right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
I was saying earlier on, I'm sure you heard me saying, that actually the rules used to be so strict, actually not going that far ago, that, you know, it really was quite strict what your qualifications to be a fosterer. So now, were you surprised when you decided this is what I want to do?
I wasn't surprised. I mean, I did my research to make sure that I would fit in with what fostering wanted. And all I can say is there's a child for everybody. We're all so different. We're individuals as foster carers and as the children that need foster placements.
So you made your decision to become a foster parent. Why? What sparked all of this?
I think some children can go through a lot of difficulties and suffer really chaotic lifestyles. I've always been, had jobs where I could help people, and I just felt that this fitted fostering with tact would fit into my lifestyle, and I know that I could give the love, support and understanding that foster children need.
So this is, I mean, it sounds heartless saying it, and I know there's plenty of heart in this and your decision, but this is your job.
Yes.
So being a foster carer, for many probably, can be seen as their career move.
It is a career move, and it's also a lifestyle choice, because you have to be on hand 24/7, but also you do for your own children. So for me, it's fitted in perfectly. You know, I'm a single parent. I can be there for my own children in school holidays if they're off sick. So that extends to the foster children then. I'm available to go to all the meetings that they need and provide the care and support that they require.
And you can live off that. You can live off being a foster carer.
Yes, I mean, you're not going to be a millionaire, but it does give you an income. You have your own allowance. The children have their allowance. So, yes, you can live off it.
And your daughter, who is 13. Mm. It's a fun age, that, isn't it? I was saying earlier on, my oldest son is 13.
I've got two of them that grunt.
They do grunt.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was just the boys that grunt, but the girls do too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you get much conversation out of her, really?
Only when it's about makeup or where's my clothes gone.
When they want something, yeah, it's amazing what conversation they can come up with. Yes, we're on the same page there, Debbie, obviously. So, but in all fairness, I mean, she obviously has been great because she's been fully supportive of this.
She's been fantastic. Absolutely brilliant, because from day one I discussed it with her. I had friends that have been fostering, saw, you know, the support and everything that they got and gave to different children, and I thought, I want to do that. Let's see what we can do with this. So I spoke to my daughter about it. She's been involved in every step of the way. She'd have turned around to me and said at any minute, no, I don't want to do this, Mum, it's not for us, then I would have stopped it. But it hasn't. She's matured with this. She's more caring. She's more understanding towards what some children can go through. And unfortunately, I think a lot of children live in a bubble, and we try and protect them too much, and they need to have more understanding towards others in their community.
And realise how lucky they are.
Yes, definitely.
Was there any hesitation? What was, because she must have had slight worries about what it might mean. I mean, I guess the most obvious one might be, I've got to share my mum with someone else.
Yeah. That is a difficulty, sharing mummy time. But the thing is, we do special things, like we have a date night. So every month we go on a date. We'll either go to the cinema, bowling, the theatre. It's her choice. So I take her away from the situation. And also, it's about making them feel special as well. And if there are any problems, is dealing with them straight away. But not just me on my own. You know, we are a blended family, so we will deal with the situation, all of us together.
And all of us being how many of you then?
There's me, my daughter, and I've got two foster children.
So when they, I mean, we'll go into the detail of it, but when your daughter first met these two foster children, did they click straight away? Did it take a while? Was there a worrying time when you thought, what have I done?
When you're waiting to have children placed with you, it's a very exciting time. You're excited, but you're nervous because you don't know what's going to come through the door. You find that the majority of them are very quiet, you know, withdrawn. They've been taken away from their family. Mm. They've lost absolutely everything. And now you're this person that's sitting in front of them. They don't know you. So it's about building that trust and the security, giving them the security. And if you can do that, you can work with a lot of things.
Well, we'll hear more about your experiences and how things are going so far in a moment. You're hearing Debbie Smith's story of being a foster carer. If it's something that you, it's a world that you understand and you've been a part of and you want to share your story as well, feel free to get in touch this morning. 0800 145 6161.